following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin a feast of fun and fun. To see the different Eureka makes and beat it right along.
I thought I was getting accused of something.
No, I'm not accusing you of anything. Just don't laugh.
I won't laugh.
I have got restless arm syndrome. Stop it.
Sorry.
Stop it. Stop it. And it drives me crazy because it keeps me awake. It keeps me moving my arms. It's so weird, lovies. And now, you know, many people, especially fat people, are going to latch onto that and make fun of it. I mean, it's kind of funny, but it really isn't funny because it's torturous. So I would ask you not to make fun of it. Yeah, that's going to really work. Uh-huh.
Wait.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but it really isn't funny because it's torturous.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 782 of the BFO for Monday, the 31st of June, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are going to expose the person at the beginning of today's show as a thief. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it has been quite the weekend, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that a little bit later on. But y'all, I just want to remind you, we are coming down to the end. We are coming down to the end of year number 3 of the BFO, y'all. It all comes to an end. This Friday, and y'all, year number 4 kicks off during halftime of the Boopa Soul next Sunday. Yes, Big Friday. And y'all, remember that on that show next Sunday, we are going to announce the winner of the coupon contest and the winner of the number one fan for 2011 contest. Y'all, you're going to have to comfort. You are going to have to comfort Moose P this week as y'all, he is turning over his tiara and sash on a Friday. But y'all, we are ready to crown our new number one fan, and y'all, all you've got to do is send Big Fatty an e-letter to Ruined at BigFattyOnline.com and say, Big Fatty, I would like to be the number one fan, and I'd like to be in the coupon contest. So you don't have to be in the coupon contest. And or y'all, you can call the voice letter line, 206, poor Big Fatty, 337 1438, but y'all, the time is running out. You only have until midnight Eastern time. Y'all, that is the only time zone that matters. You have until midnight, or we'll say 11:59 p.m. in the evening, y'all, on Friday to get in it. And y'all, I would say we've probably got about 30 people already in the big contest. Yo, that's pretty near 75% of the listeners of the BFO. Yes, Big Buddy, it would be lovely to have 100%. Now, y'all, we haven't done Memory Lane music in a while, but y'all, today's Memory Lane music is going to show. It is going to expose the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Y'all, we're just gonna expose her for the thief that she is because, y'all, this whole mess with the restless arm syndrome, y'all, it is nothing more than a ploy to get attention. Let me just tell you about y'all, let me just tell you the person, the television star with the original restless arm syndrome was on this show, and y'all, the music for this show, you are about to hear the music from the pilot of this show, and y'all, it changed over the next couple of years, but y'all, it became the ending music for the first year of this show. So y'all, sit back and try to see if you can figure out the connection between restless arm syndrome and this music. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, did you recognize the theme to Lost in Space? Y'all, this was one of Big Fatty's favorite shows on the TV machine when he was growing up. And y'all, Lost in Space was a science fiction TV series created and produced by, do you know who it was? Y'all, the music has this person's name written all over it. Y'all, it was created by Irwin Allen and filmed at 20th Century Fox Television and broadcast on CBS. Y'all, the show ran for 3 seasons with 83 episodes airing between September the 15th, 1960. And March 6, 1968. Y'all, their first TV season was filmed in black and white, but the rest of them were filmed in color. And in 1998, a Lost in Space movie was based on the TV series, and it was released then. Y'all, I didn't see the movie, but I'm glad I didn't, because y'all, the show was a concept that centered around the Robinson family. Many storylines focused primarily on y'all. And y'all, this person reminds me of the Sea Hag. He was thin though. But y'all, do you know who I'm talking about? Y'all, it was Jonathan Harris, and he played the part of Dr. Zachary Smith, originally an utterly evil would-be killer who became a sympathetic anti-hero by the end of the first season, providing comic relief to the TV show and causing most of the episodic conflict. It had a huge cast of impotent people. Y'all, they had on there, where are the people on here? Yes, Big Fatty, where is it? Y'all, the cast was Angela Cartwright. They had Mark Goddard. Y'all, and he was the hunky one on there. They had Marta Kristen, Bob May. Y'all, do you know what part he played? We'll tell you that in a second. Jonathan Harris is Dr. Zachary Smith. June Lockhart, y'all, she was hot off her days with Timmy and Lassie. And y'all, then there was Guy Williams and y'all, the young boy, Billy Mumy. And y'all, but y'all, this gets into the whole restless arm syndrome, because y'all, the person or the thing that had the original restless arm syndrome was portrayed by Bob May, and y'all, it was the robot. It was the Lost in Space robot, because y'all, he would flail, he would flail his arms around and warning, danger, Will Robinson. Yes, McCready, yes. But y'all, believe it or not, that was the original. The original Lost in Space robot had the original restless arm syndrome. And y'all, that was the B9 robot. And y'all, you can get your own life-size B9 robot. Y'all, all you got to do is go over to the Hammacker Schlemmer. Y'all, that sounds like something that you should not step in. Oh, you're stepping the Hammacker Schlemmer. But y'all, you can get your own life-size B9 robot for only $24,500. It's unbelievable. It is just unbelievable. Y'all, I may have to add this to my Amazon wish list because, y'all, they have got the original electronic. Oh, y'all, it is on the Amazon. It is the B9 robot, and y'all, they run about $109. And, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. Y'all, I'm adding it to the wish list right now. So you can say happy VD to Mark Potter. Or y'all, I may add the DVDs too. I don't know about that. Yes, McFaddy, perhaps not. But y'all, I loved, absolutely loved Lost in Space. But y'all, let me just tell you something. Don't fall for this restless arm syndrome as being something new. No, the robot had it first. Yes, Big Fatty. Now, y'all, over the weekend, Big Fatty, of course, we did not have the LFC on Friday night because Mr. Vader was out there in the San Fran, and y'all, he evidently hooped it up out there. And but Big Fatty, what did I do on Friday? I just piddled around, didn't really do much of anything on Friday evening. And then on Saturday, oh, I received a message from that Daniel Bieber. That he and Joe were coming to town on Saturday for their 7th anniversarium, y'all. And so, y'all, they wanted to go out to the... So, y'all, that is... y'all, that is, what is that? That is the cabbage and bacon stew and a steak and mozzarella and onion omelet with a solid... from the 39 Rue de Jean, because y'all, on Sunday, Joe and Daniel and I, we all went out to Rue de Jean to have a little brunch, and y'all, but Saturday night, we were at the, and y'all, they ran out of what do they drink, Miller Lite or something like that, I don't remember, but y'all, they ran out of that, their favorite beer there, so they drank them dry. They just drank them dry. But y'all, I had three of the Tanqueray and tonics, and I was like, ooh, ooh, ooh. And so y'all, I had to come on home. But y'all, on Saturday before I went out, I put a turkey breast in the slow cooking as soon as I finished recording this little show. I plan on what do you call it? Eating it. Yes. And, but y'all, I gotta say, I have just, and then on Sunday, y'all, Sunday, I spent most of the day in the coal mine. I was working on some things for the big horror, event coming up. And, so I just needed some quiet time in there, to get some things done. So it was good to get that done. It was just good to get it done. But, y'all, I gotta tell you. I just got to tell you that, and I also did my taxes. I did my taxes over the weekend, but I may wait and tell you about that tomorrow. Because I have got to tell you about this dream. This dream that I had on Saturday night. Y'all, I'm telling you, I am the most fucked up person on the face of the earth. It's, yes, McFaddy, this comes as no surprise to anyone. But anyway, y'all, I was dreaming. And y'all, I don't understand. Now, I know I understand why I thought of part of this, but y'all, it just, it's fucked up. Y'all, I was in a hotel room, And it had sliding glass doors that looked out onto this this outdoor hockey rink. And the hockey rink was surrounded by like a track, you know, where they ran, you know, foot races. And it was wintertime. And y'all, I had been selected to run the computer for the big hockey game. And y'all, it was a big game. I don't remember who was playing or anything like that, but that's not important. Because y'all, I had to run the clock, and I had to keep the score, and I had to operate the lights from this hotel room. But y'all, I couldn't see what was going on with the game. I just had to kind of guess. And y'all, and there was a big fat guy. I don't know, but y'all, he must have been about 600 pounds, and maybe I was thinking of Vera. I don't know, but y'all, it was big fat guy, and he was supposed to be keeping the clock, but he wasn't able to do it, y'all. But he had this little clicker box, and he had to come to me to get the clicker box, and it was hooked up to the computer, and but it didn't work. So I had to keep the clock, even though I couldn't see when to start it or to stop it or anything like that. And but he had to come get it. We had to put on this charade, and y'all, at the halftime, then he had to bring the clicker box back to me and bring me the pucks that they were playing the hockey game with. And then y'all, every time they scored a goal, you had to turn all the lights off. And so, y'all, I couldn't see when they were scoring the goals. I couldn't tell when they were actually playing. But I had to run the clock, and I had to turn the lights on and off. And y'all, it was nerve wracking. It was just nerve wracking. And y'all, I got all confused. And Larry Klein, in the middle of it all, he comes up to me and goes, "Oh, Brady, I need you to download about 1,000 songs for me off the inner tubes." And so I've got to have it right now. So I'm trying to do that while I'm running the clock, and keeping the score, and turning the lights up and down without being able to see what's going on. And y'all, it was just confusing me, something terrible. It was just something terrible. And y'all, it finally got to halftime. And so I had to turn the lights off at halftime, and he brought the clicker box to me and the pucks back to me. And y'all, I had to TT so bad, it was unbelievable. So I got up and I ran to the bathroom and I TT'd. And y'all, when I came back to the computer screen, that y'all, it was like the weather rat had been there with the traffic tracker or something like that. Because y'all, all over the computer screen was nothing, but it was like the Doppler radar, but it was showing the people. It was people walking around the track in the dark during the halftime of the hockey game. So y'all, it was like watching the traffic tracker and the weather radar, and y'all, I couldn't get it to go off. And then the big fat man came back, and he wanted the clicker and the pucks, and so I gave that to him. And y'all, there was a big long cord that ran. He was on the other side of the hockey arena and everything, and y'all, there was a big long cord that ran all the way over there, and I kept forgetting to plug it in. Oh, dear, guys, I kept forgetting to plug it into the computer. And y'all, then it was time to start the game, and they were yelling, "Turn the lights on! Turn the lights on!" So, you know, I don't know. I don't know. But y'all, I think that the part of that I understood where it came from was I've been watching the X Games this weekend, and y'all, that's where the chicken boys, they go out and they ride the snowboards and things like that, and you know, they are all over the ice and everything. So I think that's where I got myself into a winter sports idea kind of way. But y'all, quite frankly, it's the whole thing. Y'all, I just tossed and turned all night long, and y'all, it was as if I was the robot on Lost in Space.
I mean, it's kind of funny, but it really isn't funny because it's torturous.
Oh, woe is me, the pain.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.